Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Coming up, we speak with Rockabilly Hall of Fame artist, guitarist, and producer Quentin Jones.
And 95% of that record is done live. Not because we were trying to capture an old sound or an old feel, only because these musicians and artists that I was working with had the ability to do so, and it was awesome.
So much more from Quentin coming up in just a moment. Let's kick things off with a track from his band, The Reach Around Rodeo Clowns. It's a cover of a Jerry Reed tune and appeared on their List Records release called Circuit Rider, produced by Lee Rocker of the Stray Cats. This is Amos Moses.
Hi, this is Wendell Jones.
And this is Quentin Jones from The Reach Around Rodeo Clowns.
And you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with your host, Jammin' James Riley.
All right.
Yeah! Here comes
It's Jammin' James Riley, and as I promised, or maybe even threatened, got my buddy Quentin Jones here. How you doing, Quentin?
Hey, James, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Man, doing good. It's cool to have you on here, and of course, people know you as a solo artist, a sideman, a lead guitarist, and primary songwriter of Reach Around Rodeo Clowns, a producer. You've started a couple labels. You're in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame, and a Gretsch guitar endorsement. So basically, you just need a couple more things for the resume, And then,
well, you know, all those things you just said are true, but none of them actually are helping me at the grocery store. Yeah, when I tell them that I'm in, you know, I play guitar for Robert Gordon, they charge me the same price for my groceries.
Unfortunately, that's true. Same with me. They don't care that I do a radio show. So,
yeah. You know, but anyways, yeah, that's me, man.
Well, man, excited to have you on here. Been playing stuff of yours for years, and we've known each other for a long time. And let's go back now. You and I are similar in the fact that, you know, we're not just rockabilly guys. We've got a lot of influences on stuff, but specifically, I do want to talk about maybe what piqued your interest in the rockabilly world. Was there a certain artist or album or guitarist or something that you heard back in the day? Kind of, you know, made you at least start down that route.
Well, you know, a lot of us guys that were born in the late 50s and early 60s, actually, especially in the United States, if they are right up front with you, the guitarist they'll name is George Harrison, without realizing that it was rockabilly, because George is an awesome rockabilly player. And I guess the record that really there were two records that really got my interest in, let's call, rockabilly music or roots rock, too, because, you know, I loved Chuck Berry, which you wouldn't necessarily call rockabilly. I think Little Richard is a god, you know, so, I mean, I would not necessarily purely call them rockabilly. So what piqued my interest would have been the album that in England was called The Beatles for Sale. And I guess here in the United States, it was The Beatles 65. And unbeknownst to me at the time, there were a lot of Carl Perkins songs on there and rockabilly-influenced originals.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
So I'd have to say that led me to artists like Eddie Cochran. Oh, you know, because that was the first, you know, if you were a fan of the Beatles and you learned that Paul McCartney tried out for the Beatles at 20 Flight Rock, and then you're a kid and you're like, well, who's this Eddie Cochran guy? And you find him and you start realizing that there's this whole other style of music. But on the other hand, the bands that really brought it home to me were the Blasters, the Rock Cats, the Stray Cats, and primarily your friend and mine, Robert Gordon.
Absolutely.
You know, in this, so it all kind of cemented it in the 70s when Robert came out for people of my generation and my, where I was, you know, my location. Because, you know, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you know, they didn't have a whole bunch of, you know, rockabilly scene going on around here. You know, it was a fight just to go to hear a band play an original when I was coming up. You know, there's a lot of lounges and such, you know, which was, you know, awesome, but not influential to me.
Hi, this is Robert Gordon, and you're listening to Jam and James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long, too fast, too fast. We should have checked our time, can't phone, we don't spend every time. It's late, we gotta run out of gas. It's late, we gotta get on gas, can't speak, we're in a slowdown zone. Baby, look at that clock, what can it be wrong? If we could have left home at a quarter to nine, could have had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. Ooh, I hope this won't be our last day. Look up, he's at the moon with two. Can't be, looks like the sun to me. It's late, I hate to face your dad. Too bad, I know it's gonna be mad. It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long. It's late, we're about to run out of gas. It's late, we gotta get on blast. Can't speak, we're in a slowdown zone. Baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could've left home by the quarter to nine, would've had fun out plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. Hope that won't be our last day. Look up, you got the movie soon. Can't be, looks like the sun to me. It's late, I hadn't faced your dad. Too bad, I know it's gonna be mad. It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long.
That That's Robert Gordon and It's Late from the I'm Coming Home project on Landmark Records, featuring guitars by our guest Quentin Jones. Now, Quentin also talks about working with Billy Burnett recently, and Billy's dad, Dorsey Burnett, happened to be the one to write It's Late and becoming a monster hit for Ricky Nelson. Let's get back to our chat with Quentin Jones. It's really cool to hear these influences, and then years later, you get to work with Robert Gordon and the Rock Cats and Lee Rocker producing Reach Around Rodeo Clowns, and you writing some songs that he covered and stuff too. What was that like, you know, going back from influences and now you're working with these guys?
I mean, the people I've gotten to work with was people I loved. You know, for me, it's you pick your battles in life and, you know, what road you want to travel. And to me, it was guitar. I mean, although I had other opportunities and things, I just loved music. I loved guitar. And I had made up my mind, for better or worse, I was going to just play music. And when I met Robert Gordon, it was one of the few times I was actually nervous. And I met him in the early 90s or mid 90s. We did a record together back then. But what it's like to play with guys, you know, actually, one time Danny Harvey couldn't do a few shows for the Rock Cats, so I got to fill in for him. You know, that was amazing. I mean, the one year at Viva, I played with Robert Gordon. I played with the Rock Cats. I played with the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns, which is my band and I love. And then I got to do a tune with Tim Polecat. You know, so there's Rock Cats, Clowns, Gordon, and a Polecat. That's a pretty good afternoon. So for someone who's a fan of the music, it's amazing. It's mind-blowing. As far as anything else in my life, if I make my mark or if I make no money or a ton of money or whatever, that's all icing on the cake, you know? As a kid, I couldn't imagine that one day, I mean, even outside of rockabilly, I used to pretend I was in the Beatles or Hermits. Hermits in the basement, and years later, Peter Noone's in my basement recording music with me. It's crazy. You know, Peter Noone's been a great guy to me, and you know, a huge fan of rockabilly music. All those English guys, I'll tell you what, they really helped a lot of people that were being missed. You know, I know there's a lot of people in the scene that may not like British invasion bands, but bands like the Animals and the Beatles and the Stones put a lot of money in blues artists' pocket that never got paid, or bands like Led Zeppelin helped blues players, or Eric Clapton, or all those guys helped rockabilly guys. I mean, Graham Nash helped me with two different projects I did with Charlie Gracie. Graham Nash, for free, sang on two Charlie Gracie records because he loves the music.
Little girl smiled at me today, my heart took it right. There ain't no way to slow it down, there ain't no place to hide. I'll wake up tomorrow and I know just how I feel. Right now it's a little too soon to tell. I don't even know her name, I know she don't know me. Trying to convince myself she liked my company. Cause she might be an angel come to break this lonely spell. Right now it's a little too soon to tell. Well, it's a little too soon to call her mine, a little too early for making time. Throwing my quarters in the wishing well. But it's a little too soon to tell, cause it's a little too soon to tell. Swore I had enough of love after what it put me through. One more promise I could not keep when I laid eyes on you. Now my imagination got me hearing wedding bells. I know it's a little too soon to tell.
It's a little too soon to tell. It's a little too soon.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Charlie Gracie with guest Graham Nash on the tune Too Soon to Tell. That can be found on his Landmark Records release Angel on My Shoulder, produced by our guest Quentin Jones. Well, man, you know, I mentioned a couple of record labels. We did some stuff together with Landmark. It's where I first met you. I actually had sent you a message. Man, how can I interview Robert Gordon? And then next thing I know, I'm introducing him with you guys at Viva Las Vegas. But, you know, several years ago, I was talking to Kim Wilson from Fabulous Thunderbirds. He had started a blues label, and almost immediately he felt bad for all the grief he was giving all the record people, you know, personnel over the years, because he was like, man, this is a lot crazier than most people think. And coming from your background with being a musician and a fan and starting a label almost out of necessity to release your stuff and then producing more people, did you find this is just a whole lot of work that goes into this?
Well, yeah, you know, again, what you said, both labels, List Records and Landmark Records, you know, I found that in both of them sprung out of the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns. They were a band, if people don't know, I'd call them like a more modern rockabilly, neo-rockabilly. They're not necessarily straight rockabilly, and they're not necessarily, like, certainly not psychobilly, but they have, you know, distorted guitars and high energy. So anyways, point is, that was a band my brother Wendell and I put together, and when we released our first CD, we had distributors come to us. And this isn't the day, kids, when you made a record or a CD and people distributed them and other people went to the stores and bought them. So, we, you know, that's how I got started in the record label thing. And then once it started growing, and, you know, I would get, you know, I had different investors and partners. And as the producer, I found myself stuck in the middle, you know, because as co-owner of the label, I had to try to keep the business thing going and all the business, you know, side of the label and the people that put money in the label and make sure that I was doing right by them. And then at the same time, I had to make sure the artist was happy to the best of my ability. And I only had so many resources. And here at Landmark, as you can testify to, I did everything from cleaning the toilet to mixing the album. So, you know,
sometimes at the same time, you know.
Yeah, sometimes at the same time, you know. And oh my God, you know, vacuuming the floor and, you know, writing the song. I mean, literally, I've written songs for artists, like, at the end of the session, they've asked me to write something and have it ready for the next day. So, you know, you found yourself sometimes being torn, and now that I kind of stepped back from it and just concentrated right now, I'm mainly concentrating on my own playing and playing for different artists and being a guitar player, not a label guy anymore. And that's very refreshing. And thanks to you, I got to meet Billy Burnett and then got to do a little tour with him, and it was amazing, and we're planning on doing some more work. So I got to thank you for that, because when I stepped away from the label, you are one of the guys I have kept in touch with, and I'm happy that you introduced me to Billy, by the way, so thanks.
Oh, my Lord.
Cover of Train Kept a Rollin' by Quentin Jones, a song originally recorded by Tiny Bradshaw, but it was the version by Johnny and Dorsey Burnett that became the template of all versions to come later. Our guest this hour is Quentin Jones. You know, with all of us, there's certain time periods that are important for us, and the record label gave you a different perspective. And yeah, I'm reading this Sam Phillips, the man who invented rock and roll book, and yeah, I'm a little late to the thing, and it's a really long book too, so it's taken me a while. But you know, he was excited about music and brought people together and recorded it live there in the studio, and you know, very much the same way you guys did that. And there's a lot of parallels there, and even some of the same people, like Linda Gale, of course, Linda Gale Lewis.
Oh, Linda, I had the greatest time working with Linda Gale Lewis. She was awesome, and I was working, you know, we had a great team. We had Blair King on drums, Danny B. Harvey, and I played both guitar or bass. One guy, when he played guitar, I played bass. When I played guitar, he played bass. And then we had Annie Marie, who's an awesome singer, and 95% of that record is done live. And not because we were trying to capture an old sound or an old feel, only because these musicians and artists that I was working with had the ability to do so. And it was awesome.
It really takes you back to a time of talent and, you know, before the days of Pro Tools and everything else to fix it. I mean, you're talking about talented musicians like yourself and Linda and Danny and Blair and all these, Annie, of course, and all these folks that could can pull this off. And so it's a... We're starting to see more of that happen, and maybe not enough, hopefully even more so coming up, but you guys were really onto something out there, and a fantastic project for her.
Yeah, I'm hoping to, it was a great project, and I'm hoping that Billy and I get to work in the studio on a project like that, because Billy and I are working with some awesome musicians as well. We're working with Kenny Harrison on bass. Kenny is arguably one of the, you know, top bass players. I mean, I'm so spoiled, you know, I get to choose between, you know, Dave Rowe or Kenny Harrison. I mean, that's like awesome. You know what I mean? Both those guys are phenomenal. You know, now that's where it hits you. As a fan, you go like, what the hell am I doing in the room with these guys? But you know what? Peter Noon told me, you deserve to be there, meaning not Quentin, but anybody. You know, everyone deserves to be in that room. But anyways, and then we have David Ossikinen on drums, and Dave's the drummer from, he drummed the Hooters. He's mostly known for the Hooters and Cyndi Lauper and Alice Cooper and a lot of great players. And the other guy I get to work with is Liberty DeVito. So, you know, Liberty's played with everybody that's great. And then when you're working with a guy like Billy Burnett, who's a walking history of not just rockabilly, but rock and roll, that's where you're going like, oh my God, what am I doing here?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. When you combine who all everybody has worked with, it is pretty mind blowing.
And they say who you worked with. I go, you.
Yeah. You mean Jam and James Riley? Oh, well.
Yeah. You know, I've been caught numerous times, you know, talking Charlie Gracie. Paul McCartney's a big fan of Charlie Gracie, you know, and I've talked to other musicians about that. I'm like, hey, you know, Paul McCartney. And this is when I was playing with Charlie. And I'm like, you know, Paul McCartney's a big fan, and I'm in Charlie's band. And then I find out later the guy I'm talking to is actually Paul McCartney's guitar player. So I felt like a real jerk there. And that's really what I'm trying to say is I'm a jerk. No, what I'm trying to say is it is amazing when you're sitting there and, you know, I mean, the people I've gotten to work with, I'm lucky. Now, on the other hand, you know, I've worked hard. You can attest to that.
Hi, this is Linda Gail Lewis, and you're listening to that hard rocking man, Jammin' James Riley, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
The bottles of the problems with my gun. I'm a pistol packing mama, and your trouble has just begun. Now, pretty soon you're gonna see. You wish you never heard of me. Cause I battle the bottles of the problems with my gun. You're always causing trouble, and you're always hanging around. Take it anymore. You're always causing trouble, and you're always hanging around. Well, I'll battle with the bottles of the problems with my gun. I'm a pistol packing mama, and my trouble has just begun. Now, pretty soon you're gonna see. You wish you never heard. We'll be right back.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. We just heard Linda Gail Lewis from her Hard Rockin' Woman album on Lanark Records, produced by our guest, Quentin Jones, and a tune he wrote called Battle with the Bottle. Now we'll get back to our chat with Quentin, but first, a brand new solo song he recently sent in, titled Surf All Day, Love All Night. You mentioned Reach Around Rodeo Clowns, a great band. We used to do that segment, Ask the Clowns, with some crazy questions from listeners and stuff. And out of the blue, Stephen King tweets about one of the songs that you put together with just some archival footage, and talks about the video and how great the song is.
Yeah. I have two Reach Around Rodeo Clowns are in a movie that's coming out, a horror movie, and I don't want to say too much about it because I'm not supposed to, because they have publicists that do all that and such. But it's going to be a major release that was co-produced by Rob Zombie. It's a horror film, so Rodeo Clowns have two in that, and you know, that's cool. That's cool. And all these people I worked with, James, you want to know what my most exciting and proudest moment was?
What's that?
My brother Wendell and Robert Gordon singing together on stage. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that's the other thing, you know, it's like, because Robert, like, I don't get to see Robert, and then I got to see Robert and Wendell singing, hence, it was really cool. And Wendell's in the Rodeo Clowns, and I absolutely think Wendell's a genius. So he's a great front man.
He gets a hot chicks because they think he's cool. He used to go to my high school. He's the king of the slot car track. He got a can-am and a pistol grip. He got the right tires, he can make them stick. He's the king of the slot car track. He's an eight-lane demon burning up the track. So don't you mess around. He's the fastest trigger in this here town. Look out, buddy, he'll shut you down. He gets the hot chicks cause they think he's cool. He used to go to my high school. He's the king of the slot car track.
Of the slot car track, that's Reach Around Rodeo Clowns from the album Rockabilly Deluxe, a tune that Stephen King found on YouTube, loved it, and decided to tweet about it. Let's get back to our chat with Quentin Jones. Well, Ben, tell me about what's happening now. You know, you had an opportunity to sort of step back away from the record label gig and now focusing on playing guitar and playing with other people, but you've got several projects you're working on a solo end. Tell me a little bit about what's happening there.
Well, I got some projects that are sitting on the horizon. I've been talking to different people, you know, everything from some people that were actually in the British invasion. And, you know, whether these things happen or not, we'll see. And in the meantime, you know, you were talking about technology and things like that. And so I have decided that I'm going to make a solo record because I was really heavily influenced by McCartney, that McCartney album he did where he played everything. So I'm doing like a really guitar based record that is, you know, everything else is secondary to the guitar on the record. So I'm playing drums, I'm playing bass, and I'm singing, but those things are not the key. So like the drums are very simplified and in the back, but everything's real. There's no sequencing, there's no sampling, there's no pitch correcting, there's no time shifting, none of those things. And all those things are good tools. There's nothing wrong with it, but you know, it doesn't in of itself make a record sound good. But I have just decided to make this really old school. I'm using a big analog console, real microphones, you know, analog compressors, and eventually we have to hit digital and now that, you know, in today's technology. And then the other thing I'm doing is I've been touring around a tri-state area endlessly, 2-3 nights a week with a great band called Rocket 88. Rocket 88 was actually coexisted with George Thorogood and Destroyer. The singer for Rocket 88, Mark Keneally, Dr. Harmonica, and George grew up together, George Thorogood in Delaware, and both bands are legendary, but George is obviously national and Rocket 88's regional. In fact, when I played with the guys from George's band on a gig one, not a gig, on a jam session, which was kind of crazy. So there's a good, you know, that's a good project that we're thinking about recording with that. So, and it's really great just to be playing the guitar, you know, and Gretsch has been really supportive of me. I can't thank Joe Carducci enough for the help he's given me over the years. And the fact that they've endorsed me, you know, has also another mind blowing thing, but you know, you work hard for it. And that's what I'm doing. doing solo gigs. I decided I wanted to take my guitar out and just go play. Just the guitar, just my electric guitar, my amplifier, and a microphone. So I do that on like Monday nights, and I do it on Thursday nights when Rocket 88's not playing. And then I have a trio that I'm starting to build, and probably come in this fall, I'm going to start doing some national openings up here in the Northeast.
That's cool, man. I can't wait to hear all these projects happen. And I'm going to stay on you, make sure they all happen, because we got to play them on the air.
Well, yeah, I think this solo record that I'm cutting is going to be interesting, because there's going to be a ton of rockabilly on it, but I'm also expanding into some traditional blues, and maybe even taking, there's one or two old hillbilly bluegrass numbers that date back to beginning of last century. So there's going to be a lot of roots flavor in it, so I'm expanding my palette a little bit as a guitar player, and it's really a lot of fun.
your source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard another track from our guest, Quentin Jones, brand new, called Turns Me On. Now we'll wrap things up and get a special request from him in just a moment, but first, a track from an album he produced for the legendary rockabilly band, the Rockettes. It's a cover of a song, Reach Around Rodeo Clowns, recorded initially, a tune written by Quentin called Road to Hell.
Hey, this is Smutty Smith from the Rockettes, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Well, I'm gonna go on, baby, to my leash runs out. I'm gonna go on, baby, well, there ain't no doubt, cause I don't wanna slow down, wanna have a good time. I'm gonna keep on drinking till I blow my mind. Well, the road to hell is paved with whiskey bottles. The road to hell is paved with broken dreams. The road to hell is paved with Big Papa dolls. The road to hell is paved with running machines. Don't wanna slow down, wanna have a good time. I'm gonna keep on drinking till I blow my mind. Well, I'm a rockin' daddy, I'm a rockin' cat.
Rockettes from their album Rockin' Together on Lanark Records, written and produced by our guest, Quentin Jones. Well, I'm definitely seeing a interest from new generations of not just rockabilly, but of course some blues and jump blues and western swing and, you know, Americana. There's definitely people seeking out real music played by real musicians, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I believe that there's a market that wants that, that there are people that want to have the real stuff. And that doesn't mean that it's other people can't have what they want. You know, I'm sure there's going to be sampled auto-tuned music forever, but that doesn't erase the need for somebody that plays the guitar or somebody that plays the drums or somebody that plays the bass or somebody that actually sings.
Well, man, I'd like to ask this of everybody that's on here. Looking back what would be a rockabilly request that I could play for you? Now, and I know that's a wide topic, and boy, there's a lot of discussions of what could be rockabilly or not, and there's a lot of decades of great music, but if you had the opportunity to throw something on the air, is there an artist or a song in particular you'd like to hear?
Gee, let me think for a minute. How about Lee Rocker, The Girl from Hell? I hear tell that's a pretty good number.
And I think I know the person that wrote it. Yeah, let's play that on air. I appreciate everything and can't wait to hear some more new music from you.
Hey, man, I appreciate all you do for roots music and rockabilly music. Man, you need more people like you, James. And thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
All right.
Angel's face. I got the day.
got the shakes. That's the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns featuring our guest this hour, Quentin Jones. Big thanks to Quentin for spending the hour with us, sharing stories and brand new tunes. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.